67 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check the commodity markets on this Thursday morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what's going on so far this morning, Ellen?
Well, we're starting a new month and a new marketing year for corn and soybeans on the plus side. That's kind of a nice sign. The corn market's up anywhere from 5¾ to 3.5 cents. We did see Mexico come in and buy not just some 2016 crop corn, but also a little bit of 2017 crop corn. While Mexico is our biggest buyer of corn, the fact that they're going after some stuff right at the outset of harvest in the Midwest is a positive sign. December corn shows a first line of resistance, however, just about a penny above current price levels at 3.21¼. On the bean side, Brian, China and Nanoon were the big buyers of beans on the export booking report that came out this morning. I think it's interesting. We're still seeing export bookings for the 2015-16 crop. Seems a little odd with just 4 days left to report in on that reporting system. Unknown Destinations was a buyer of beans on the overnight market, and we're seeing some pretty decent commercial support coming in this market. November beans right now are trading at 9.47. They're up 4 cents. Some of the back months are up only 2 cents. Again, no deliveries today. We saw recirculated 440 deliveries on the corn side, however. Meal is just barely hanging on the plus side, up about $1.50, while the bean oil slightly lower. Wheat, again, terrible fundamentals, but it's up 4.5 to 6.5 cents. We're extremely oversold on all these grains, really ripe for a bounce. On the livestock side of things, the feeder cattle are getting pounded again today, with the active October feeders down $1.25 at $137.10. On the live cattle, December's are down 47 cents, having a hard time there. Hogs look like they're going to try to hold together, even though the cash market's called lower. We're about 50 cents higher in the hogs. Be interesting to see whether this crude market can hold closes today above $44 in the nearby October. We're trading right in that vicinity down about 65 cents. The dollar is up just slightly, up about 11 points. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. We appreciate your insight here on this Thursday morning. In your forecast today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 76 degrees. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight. We'll get down to a low of 56. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 75 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, the low 54. Sunny skies for Saturday, a touch warmer, the high 79. We will warm back up into the mid-80s by early next week, but no rain at all in the forecast through Wednesday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.